Last chapter had Mishnah 3, a matel tapin avois mitoch amma. So we're still talking about this Baal Keri. So what makes him a Baal Keri and what doesn't? So this case of here, he sees his discharge is thick drops, and that is at, either at the beginning of when he goes to the bathroom or even without going to the bathroom. Tiber Rebelaza chisma. He says that would also make him impure. Hamaharar belala, somebody has impure thoughts at night. Va'amadu matzah basarecham, and then he wakes up and he finds that he's like hot. So he is impure, even if he doesn't see any discharge. We assume that there must have been discharge over there. So he is impure. Apoletis zera b'yom ha'shlishi, a woman has relations, and then on the third day after relations, she has a discharge. Tohera divra Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. So Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says she is pure. 3 days, past 3 days, so she remains pure. Vishmael Omer, Pamim Shen Abba Vonis, he says, no, we count the time differently. Sometimes it's 4 12-hour periods, Pamim Shem Chamesh, sometimes 5, Pamim Shem 6, and sometimes 6 12-hour periods in between the two. So essentially he holds that it's on the fourth day, not on the third day, and then he counts differently. Depends where on the day they had relations, will get you to 4, 5, or 6. 12-hour periods. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says, La'ilam Chamash. He says, no, it's always 5 12-hour periods. That's always the time. Anything beyond that, she would be pure, remain pure.